The political impact of the United States pulling out of Afghanistan has received a lot of coverage, including whether the Biden administration's handling of the process is hurting the president in polls and could affect 2022 House and Senate races. But the most striking images are of residents of Afghanistan trying to get help to leave the country, likely in fear of Taliban rule. Pardis Madhavi is dean of social sciences at ASU and has been in touch with relatives in Afghanistan. She's with me to provide perspectives on what's happening on the ground there. Pardis, what have you been hearing when it comes to just how dire the situation is in Afghanistan?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the situation is even more, if possible, if you can possibly imagine this, I think the situation is even more dire than the images and the footage that we're seeing would suggest. That is to say, it is a more heartbreaking and more, even more chaotic situation than we might have thought. You know, folks on the ground are grappling with this very significant political turmoil and just really feeling at risk, you know, for their own safety and survival. But we also have to remember that they have also been dealing with the very real viral pandemic of COVID. And so this is, you know, kind of a double pandemic right now. Many folks have been dealing with COVID. And now on top of that, they are, you know, running from their homes, you know, trying to find a way out, trying to find safety in any way, shape that they can. You know, happen to know a lot of folks who are running across the border into Iran. And I think we're just going to see a huge uptick in Afghan refugees throughout the world, certainly, but also throughout the region of the Middle East, which is going to have reverberations.
How shocking is all of this for residents of Afghanistan who've been around for the past 20 years? Presidents Trump and Biden both made it clear they planned to pull the U.S. out of Afghanistan. But did you have the feeling that people were getting nervous leading up to this?
Absolutely. I think that as soon as, you know, Biden announced that there would be this withdrawal of troops, you know, I think there were mixed feelings, right? On the one hand, you know, I think Afghanistan is a site of proxy wars for decades, right? We can't just talk about this in isolation. There's decades of proxy wars, and so decades of instability. And so, you know, this idea that Afghanistan for Afghans, that's, you know, there is that pulsing there. But there was a lot of concern. I remember as soon as, you know, Biden made the announcement, in particular, women's organizations and higher education groups like American University of Afghanistan, folks were very concerned about the timeline of this transition. Many folks felt that this was too quick an exit. And folks felt that, you know, there needed to be a little bit more intentionality in terms of infrastructure building before an exit was made. There were a number of women's groups that were very vocal, saying, look, you know, as soon as this happens, the Taliban are going to come in a matter of weeks. Well, we saw them come in a matter of hours, right? And there was real activist pressure and movement calling for, you know, dialogue to build an infrastructure that would keep the Taliban at bay. And that is what didn't happen.
Just how enormous a societal and cultural setback could this be for women in particular, who have been able to make some advances educationally in ways that we know the Taliban is just not in favor of?
One of the things we keep hearing out of Afghanistan, I keep hearing from friends, they say, you know, there's a real concern for women in particular that they're going to be moving back to the what they're calling the dark ages, right? I mean, you know, the fear is, of course, Taliban rule comes with it a harsh and austere interpretation of Islam, right? Which can be devastating for women, as we've seen even in neighboring countries such as Iran, right? And so under the Taliban, you know, women in particular, you know, cannot be, you know, attending school. Women cannot be in public without the full body covering and often an escort. And, you know, the hard thing is that in the last two decades in particular, women have made great advances. You know, Afghanistan has seen their first female governor, Habiba Sarabi. In 2018, Roya Rahmani became the first ever female ambassador to the United States. And in 2020, Afghanistan secured a seat at the UN Commission on the Status of Women. I mean, these are all significant gains, and all of this is going to be lost in a matter of, you know, days and weeks.
And Pardis, in an even bigger picture than that, what are some of your other concerns going forward in both the short and intermediate terms?
I think, you know, the short term, of course, is just the safety of all of the individuals in Afghanistan. I really fear for everybody's safety and well-being. But I also worry about the longer term effects, you know, on the region, right? When you have, Taliban rule taking a stronghold in Afghanistan, what are the reverberations of that going to look like in places like Pakistan, Iran, Turkmenistan? How is that going to then reverberate over to Saudi Arabia, et cetera? What kinds of alliances are going to be built that are going to destabilize the region? And are we going to see even more, bloodshed, warfare in the entire region? Are we going to have more refugees? I'm also an educator, so I also worry, you know, we talk about this often. Education is not a luxury. Education is a necessity. And if you're going to deprive half of the, you know, population of an entire country their right to an education, that is going to have devastating societal effects for generations to come.
Finally, what does the U.S. owe to people of Afghanistan who worked with the military or worked as translators, who simply were helpful when it comes to their safety or welcoming them here as refugees?
I mean, I think, you know, you touched on this as well, Steve, which is, you know, these are individuals who risked their own lives to aid and assist the U.S. in the American effort. And so, I would think that the least we could do is secure their safety, secure safe passage for them out of Afghanistan. One of the other things we're working on here at Arizona State University is ensuring that, we can help refugees complete their degrees online. And so I do think, you know, we feel that we owe, you know, them to give them opportunities to complete their degrees and to give them opportunities for education. So I would say safe passage, I would say health, and I would say education. These are basic necessities that I think many of us here are working to ensure that, you know, the people of Afghanistan have access to.
Pardis Madhavi is the Dean of Social Sciences at ASU.